That's better. Okay. Well, I'll just run through the normal activities that we have here on in our church, and that's starting today, of course, at, well, the weather will decide whether we have an open air or not. At the moment, the weather's winning, but we'll make a decision at the end of our meeting. But I know that whether it's rain or shine, tea and coffee will be available for you to join us in fellowship in the community hall. Sally Wags, mums and toddlers meet tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Friends Together at 1:30 on Wednesday, and Felix Stowe International Friends at 10:30 on Thursday, and Explorers at 3:30. Sally Crafters, it's your monthly meet for whatever the Sally Crafters do, and that's at 10 o'clock here next Saturday. Now, just to tell you one or two things that are happening very soon. Warm space, you heard a little bit about it last week, and it is starting here this coming Tuesday. We have got enough volunteers to man this Tuesday coming, but from the 15th onwards we do need volunteers. Now, this lovely bright yellow piece of card will go on the board, and on there are slots for each of the Tuesdays, 2-hour slots from 10 till 12, 12 till 2, 2 till 3:30, or you can do the whole day. What do? Simply, you meet people as they come in, and the idea is that they can come in here and use our money for electricity and gas, and they save themselves the money at home. So they'll come and find a warm space here. You will, as a volunteer, just welcome them and serve them with tea, coffee, biscuits, soup, as is appropriate. So please have a look at this sign, and I'll put it on the board as soon as the meeting has finished. On Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock, the advisory team will meet, and there is another meeting going on in the community hall, so members of the advisory team, we will meet in the lounge at 7 o'clock. Wednesday at 7:45, the Felix Stowe Salvation Army Band will be doing a short concert, and it's entitled Music for Remembrance, and the collection, because it's free to come in, but the collection to get out is in aid of the Royal British Legion Poppy Appeal. So if you want to support them, please come along. That's at 7:45 on Wednesday. And a little few weeks later, on the 19th of November, the Anglia Fellowship Band will be holding a music concert, and they're trying to raise money for Malawi, for the anti-child trafficking centre there, and for the emergency food program, and also finance program throughout Malawi. So you'll be helping a good cause if you come along on the 19th. So that's all I've got to say to you. I hand over to Captain to lead our worship.
Good morning, everyone. And thank you, John, for those comprehensive announcements. I love it when John's here because it fills me with fear when I've got to give these announcements out and I get them wrong. So thank you very much. It's not Sunday worship with Paul Rivett. Not today. So Paul will be relieved. And it's just plain old me, really. We've got busy weeks. We've got busy lives, and we've got lots of worries and concerns and all sorts going on that can sometimes take away our focus from God, you know, and that God is able to intervene in all these situations. So let's straight away press the reset button, and we're going to sing All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem, and crown him Lord of Lords. He is Lord of Lords. He is King of Kings. He is in control. He has the dominion over all things. And we come this morning to worship him and press that reset button and remind ourselves of that fact. So let's stand and sing together. I don't know what's going on at the minute, whether it's the band are loud or if my ears are a little bit low or if it's the kind of crazy vocal range of that song and some of us are wishing we were proper basses and then later on we were wishing we were proper tenors. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe we've got a cold or a sniffle. Maybe that's part of the problem. But I'm not hearing you. I'm not hearing you. And we are declaring the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of all. And I've got a little bit of doubt that you're convinced. So let's pick up from verse 4. And then the band are going to come down a notch. And you're going to come up one. And we're going to have a lovely harmony. Thank you. Thank you very much. I did hear you, and I think the trombones put their flamethrowers away, so that gave a little bit of space for some singing. You know, it's just a joke. Lovely. That image of resetting the button, it came to me this morning, and it's kind of speaking to me now. And we praise him. We praise him for everything that he is and all that he has done for us and all that he has in store for us and the plans that he has for the world. So now we ask the Holy Spirit to minister to us this morning, to soothe us, to heal us, to comfort us, whatever it is that we need this morning. So let's sing that chorus together. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Fall afresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me, fill me, be to me what you need to be this morning. Do the work in my life, Lord, that you need to do in me this morning. Let's sing together. Spirit. So I wonder if in these moments you can make these words your own prayer. And I wonder if in the silence that I'm going to allow in a moment, you can consider the areas in your life where you need the work of the Holy Spirit right now. Where do you need that restoration that only the Holy Spirit can give? Where do you need that encouragement that the Holy Spirit is ready to give? Where do you need a challenge, perhaps? What are the aspects in your life that you know you're not working in God's ways? Where do you need the Holy Spirit to operate in your life this morning? Take these times to consider that. And perhaps if you're at a loss, ask the Holy Spirit to pinpoint to you, to highlight to you areas where he is perhaps displeased, and where you're perhaps, areas of which you're perhaps unaware. As John plays the tune, make these words your prayer and expand on them in the way that you need in these moments. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit that is felt in this place this morning. And we pray, Lord, that that he would minister to us, that he would heal us where required and challenge us in other areas. And we pray this morning that as we really enter into worship and prepare for what is to come, we pray, Lord, that Holy Spirit would break down any barriers that might prevent us this morning from engaging with what's going on. And those barriers are many. And we pray, Lord, that you would work on them. We think this morning of those of our number that are not with us. And we pray that that same Holy Spirit would minister to them wherever they are this morning. Be with us, we pray, as we continue to enjoy fellowship and worship together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I've got two verses of from 1 Corinthians that I would like to be shown on the screen, please. And I wonder if we could read these two verses together in unison. Shall we do that? Shall we read them together? So, from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. Wow. Pretty amazing verses, I think. So I invite you now to read them internally in your own minds. Let's read together, but silently. In a different setting, I might ask you to shout out words that stand out to you in this Bible reading. I'm not going to do that right now, don't worry. But I want you in your mind, to identify what words stand out to you this morning. What word, what phrases, what assemblage of words, what idea, what concept stands out to you this morning. In the Middle Ages, they would have said, what shimmers on the page? What is the word that shimmers on the page? What's the word that stands out to you on the page? Shall we read it once more all together? So, from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new has come. The old has gone. The new is here. So I wonder, we've read these verses a couple of times. We've had the opportunity to reflect on them. One final question. How are these words going to shape your living when you walk out of this place later on this morning? A few seconds to think about that. How do these impact your living? How well will they impact your living when we leave this place in a few moments' time? going to hand over to the songsters who are going to share with us God and God. We've got such odd conventions in the army, haven't we? Because we're known for clapping and we're known for rejoicing, aren't we? With this clapping, and all the other churches go, they're a bit weird, they clap. But when the songsters have sang, and that reverence is needed in some moments, isn't it? And it's super important. But when we're proclaiming these things, why do we carry on with that convention? It makes no sense. We're worshipping God, we're praising God. These guys have put in a good old effort because it's a bit of a song to sing. Yeah. We're bonkers, aren't we? We're bonkers. And we're restrained by bonkers rules that no one's ever invented and that no one's ever agreed to. Aren't we bonkers? Doug, would you come and join me, please? Tell you what, I'll meet you halfway. We've been here, 3 months now, Lisette and I? And we've had a wonderful time, I'm not going to lie. And we've had a stream of people coming to us and saying, well, we want to help. We want to support. We want to align our talk with our actions. And one such person is Major Doug Askew. here present, who's been doing a wonderful job for some time already as Core Press representative. I was in the barber's a couple of weeks ago and I picked up the spotlight and I read a lovely piece of yours that I'd never seen before and I was like, isn't it wonderful to have people in the core that can write a gospel message and send it out there via the Spotlight magazine without me having anything to do with it. So I'm very grateful for the work that you're already doing, and we are just officialising that this morning. And this is what this commission says. Douglas Askew, they've missed out the major, which is a bit disappointing. Yeah, I know you're not, I'm not, but I don't know, it would have been nice. Douglas Askew is hereby appointed Core Press representative for the Felixstowe Core in the East of England Division. And this is what it says. So this is to you. And this is for anyone else that's in leadership or that's thinking about leadership. You will be expected at all times and in all circumstances to be an example and leader to those around you, giving due attention to the ministry of evangelism. You might think that Doug's got an easy job. He can sit in his office of an afternoon, pen 250, 300 words for the Spotlight, the occasional few words for the Salvationists. But at all times, you're expected to be an example and a leader to those around you. You do a good job of that already. But just to make the point that your leadership, this position of leadership, extends further than the mere, so to speak, role of Core Press representative. So I hand you this certificate now, which lasts until the 31st of October 2027.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Doug. Let's have a photo taken. So your first official job would be to get this into Salvationist, of course. But can I pray for you before you take your place in the band? Let's pray for Doug. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Doug. And we thank you for his years of service already as an officer. But we thank you that he has not given up. And even in retirement, he is willing to take on a responsibility within the core, Lord. And we pray that through this ministry, not only would he be fulfilled, but that others would come to a knowledge, well, one of this fellowship and two of you, Lord. So we pray, Lord, inspire his writing. Lord, move through his writing. And may he write for your glory. Bless our friend this morning, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Doug. Thank you. Do any young people want to come up and join? Don't worry, you've got nothing to do. I just want you to watch what I'm doing. So don't worry, it's not messy, it doesn't involve dancing around, but it will later. Right, so I've got several things here. I've got four cups, haven't I? One, two, three, four cups. And they all represent people. And then I've got a bottle here that represents God. So what we're going to do is we're going to make these things come together and then we're going to think about them, yeah? Have you done this kind of thing at school, maybe, in science or whatever? You've never poured vinegar on a piece of chalk at school? What are they teaching these days, Mark? Anyway, here we've got powdered milk. What's going to happen when I mix it with the vinegar? Is it going to turn to milk? Shall we see? Milk and vinegar are not a good combination. And this is never going to be milk. This is going to curdle. It's going to curdle. It's going to be a mess. And that teaches us that sometimes people, they meet with God, but they go, they moan and they complain, oh, it's hard following God. And they never grow and they never develop. They just curdle and they're miserable. Right, next here. There's no such Christians in this place, is there? I don't know. Anyway, next here I've got bicarbonate of soda. Do you think it's going to water? It's going to bubble and it's going to fizz and it's going to fizz. And some people, they're like that. They meet with God and yet everything's great. Everything's great. Until it starts fizzling out almost straight away. Yeah? That's not what we want either, is it? Right, next I've got a third type of person. And this is oil. What's going to happen when I mix? Look, the fizz is nearly gone. It's not going to mix. I want to say, if we let it settle, look, it's never going to mix, is it? Look, even now, as it settles, they don't mix. They don't mix. It might make a lovely salad dressing, though I've never tried distilled malt vinegar, and I doubt it will. We might end up with a bit of a salad dressing or something, but the two never mix. The people meet God, nothing happens, they don't come together, they stay apart, and it's a little bit of a shame. In this third one, I've got water.
I think it's just going to stay
as
water.
It's going to not change very much. So it looks like it's not changed. Has it changed?
No.
Do you want to smell it? What can you smell? Vinegar.
It
smells like beer because vinegar is kind of part of the same process. But you keep off that stuff. What is it? Doesn't smell very nice, does it?
It smells like old sandwiches.
It smells like old sandwiches. But it smells, if this is God, and the cup was the person they've mixed, they look the same, but God still remains. And imagine if each of us smelt of God. And when people recognize us, met us, they went, that must be God that lives in them. Imagine that when we come together, we don't change how we look. We don't change how we look. We stay this essentially looking the same. But people recognize that God is in our lives. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? Wouldn't that work? Felicity's with me. Lovely. Make her a junior soldier now. Thank you very much, Felicity. Thanks for taking part and for listening, everyone. Not yet. Not yet. And why not? Because it's Sunday morning exercise time. Jackie. Right, I want everyone to stand up. You can stay with me. You can stay with me. And what you're going to do is you're going to come with me and you're going to look it this way. And at the end of this, we're going to mark the congregation on participation. Yeah? So we are going to mark them on how well they take part. Do you agree? Come and stand with me. Let's look that way. Jackie, are we ready to go? Stand up, everyone. We're watching. Oh, we need more sound, Jackie, if we've got it. Shine from the inside out, that the world will see you live in me. Shine from the inside out, that the world will see you live in me. Know me, you love me, you feel me, so send me. Shine from the inside out, that the world will see you live in me. Shine from the inside out, that the world will see You live in me. Oh, remember, we're marking these guys. We're marking them. Shine from the inside out, that the world will see. You live in me. Shine from the inside out, that the world will see. You live in me. Know me, love me, feel me, send me. Know me, love me, feel me, send me. Know me, love me, feel me, send me. To shine from the inside out, that the world will see. You live in me. Shine from the inside out, that the world will see. You live in me. You know me, and you love me. You feel me, so send me. Know me, love me, feel me, send me. Know me, love me, feel me, send me. Know me, love me, feel me, send me. To shine. Woo! Jazz hands. Lovely, thank you very much. You stay with me, you guys sit down. How do we think they did them today? Good. What mark out of 10 would we give them? 8. Do you know what? I think that's fair. Do you know what I noticed this morning? I noticed that as I'm looking around, people are looking back at me and they're putting that little bit of extra effort in so that I won't pick on them. Isn't that amazing? My work here is done. I've bullied people for 3 months and it's worked. Lovely. Thank you very much. Have a great time in singing company. I am in Sunday school. I understand today you're having singing practice for Christmas. So I'm really looking forward to what you're going to prepare. What you're going to prepare for us. Have a wonderful time. Lovely. Where's my meeting plan? Right, well, a few weeks ago it was the songsters that were out of breath, so it's going to be the band that's out of breath today. And we are going to play In Perfect Peace.
Our second reading is taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, and starting at verse 10. So that's Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, starting at verse 10. On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by the Spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue leader said to the people, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrites, doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or your donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?" When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated. But the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing.
Good morning. It's lovely to be with you all this morning. Just for a few minutes, I just want you to think back. What were you doing 18 years ago today? It's a long time ago, isn't it? What year was it? 2004. I was trying to think about it. I was 19. I was trying to think about what was I doing when I was 19 years old. I don't know, I was probably at uni or something. But I couldn't think what exactly. It just feels like a long time ago, doesn't it? For me, I felt like it felt like a very long time ago, trying to take my mind back to 18 years ago. And what was I doing? What was going on with my life? What kind of life did I have? What was happening? Just before, I think I had a party on my 20th. I had a party on my 20th. Not organized by me, my family did. But I can't remember what I did when I was 19. It just feels like a very long time ago. And when I was reading this, I had a different sermon planned. But I started reading it again, and I was thinking about this theme about acting out and practicing what it means to be disciple, how that we're meant to be. Not just people who just walk along the way and do nothing, but many people who do things. We act. When God comes in our life, we act on what he has done and the way he changed us. And our life meant to be changed and transformed, and the people that are meant to do things. And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about this passage. I don't know how many of you are actually quite familiar with this. I know I probably read it once or twice, but it's not a passage that I read quite a lot. I don't know about you, but I don't. And as I was reading it again, I started looking at the different people in this very short passage. And there are 4 different people in this passage, and they all act differently. And we're going to try to look at them this morning. Let's start with the woman herself. We're told for 18 years she was sick. She was bent down for 18 years. That's why I ask you, do you remember what you were doing 18 years ago? Just to try and imagine how long this woman has been suffering for. 18 years is a long time not to be able to stand up straight, to look at the sky, to look at people in the eyes, to be able to sleep properly, I guess. I don't think there are things that she could do. But for 18 years, this woman was bent down, and all she could see was the bottom of people's feet and everything that's just in the bottom. She could not see anything higher, could she? She was just looking down for 18 years. But something that I like about this woman is that did not stop her from going to be with God's people, did it? We're told that she went up in a synagogue and she was there. I don't know, for some of us, when life gets a bit difficult, when things happen, the first thing that we give up on is God and church, isn't it? We tend to ask ourselves questions, God, why are you doing this to me? Why is this happening to me? We're told here that it was by a spirit. It wasn't God's doing that this woman was bent over or bent down. It was a spirit that did that to her. But we tend to do that, and we're kind of people now, when things happen, the first person we question is God. God, why am I going through this? The first thing we do is probably not go to church in the morning and not join me for the brothers and sisters. But this woman did not let her sickness stop her from being with people. She was still active. She was still involved. And I know there are people in this congregation who are still doing that, who are still part of this church and still active despite what's going on in the life. And I praise God and I thank God for each and every single one of you for not giving up on your faith, for still carrying on, for still going on despite what's going on. But there are also people in this place where life gets tough, when just the wind just comes a bit, that's it, we give up. Let us take example from this woman and not give up, but keep going, keep serving God and keep praising and keep being active and keep being involved. You never know what might happen. I don't think this woman came in on that day knowing that she will be able to stand up straight again. And I think that's what she probably thought about, didn't she, when she came. But on that day, something happened in her life, and her life got changed. And she was transformed, and she was able to stand up straight again. So this morning, I encourage you, if life is hard for you, and you're here, and you're still going, I thank God for you, and I praise God for you, and let's keep going. But if you're the sort of person right now, you're thinking, I don't know why I'm bothering you. Well, look at this woman. She still went and something happened to her. And verse 12, we find that this woman, Jesus called her and called her forward. And he said to her, woman, you're freed from your sickness. That's what I love about Jesus. He doesn't ask questions, doesn't he? She didn't even ask to be healed. She just walked in. He saw her, and he saw the discomfort she was in. He saw how miserable she was. He saw the pain. He saw everything that was going wrong, and he could see potential in this woman, and he called her forward without even asking any question. What happened to you? Who did this to you? He just told her, woman, you are free from your sickness. And he touched her, and she was healed. He had compassion for her. He saw this woman that needed to be freed, and he did it. He did not ask questions that it was a Sabbath day. He didn't ask about any rules, any regulation. He just saw someone who was in so much pain, and he just wanted her to be free, and he did that. Now, I'm not saying that we can all be like Jesus and see someone and touch them and heal them. I'm not saying that. But there's so much we can do when we see people who are going through a hard time, can't we? There's so much we can do when we see people who are going through a difficult time. It just depends how we act on it, isn't it? Are we like Jesus and see someone say, this person actually just might need someone to talk to, or might need a cup of tea. Someone came in this morning, a homeless lady came in, someone giving up a cup of tea. That is seeing someone in need and being there for them without asking any questions. And that's what he did. He just called her forward and said, woman, you are freed. And that's what Jesus does in our life. And that's what he calls us to do, to be compassionate, to be caring, to be people who have eyes that can see people who are hurting, because people are hurting. Even just in this place here, there's a lot of us who right now are going through a difficult time. We are going through tough time, pain, suffering, sickness, all kind of stuff. Do we see it? Do we notice it? Do we see our own brothers and sisters suffering and saying, I'm going to be here for you and help you. I might not be able to heal you, but I might pray for you. I might be able to take you to the hospital. I might be able to sit down with you. I might be able to give you a coffee, but go shopping for you. Is there anything I can do to ease your pain? To give you some kind of comfort? To walk a mile with you? Even in this place, there are our brothers and our sisters suffering alone. If they could open their heart to you, if only they could open their heart to you and speak to you, can they even do that? Are we the sort of people that people can come to us and say, I'm going through a hard time right now, I just need someone to hold my hand, to sit with me, to pray with me, to just be there with me? Or are we the kind of people that can actually notice what's going on in our own community? We don't even need to go look at the news, just within this building itself. Just within ourselves. Because God cares for each and every single one of us. He notices those who are suffering. He cares deeply. And he just doesn't stop there. He doesn't just notice and care, but he does something about it. And sometimes that's what we do as Christians, isn't it? We see it, we notice it, we're like, oh, it's not bad. Oh, it's not sad. And that's where we stop at. That's it. We need to get a bit further. We need to carry on and do something. But obviously, we know, as the Bible verse goes on, that the leaders of the synagogue were not happy with that. And instead of actually challenging Jesus, they're talking to the people. You have 6 days to work. Why don't you come on those 6 days and you could get healed or whatever, but on the Sabbath day, this does not happen. And there's a lot of us who are like that, aren't we? We stop the work of God going forward because of the regulations and rules that we have put in places. And I'm not saying that all of them are bad. So don't go out there and say that this is either. No. There are some stuff that are put in place to help us to go forward. But there's some stuff that do stop us from moving forward, doesn't it? Or this is the way we've always done things, so we're not going to do it. And we need to challenge that. Yeah, in the past it might have worked, but is it working today? Is it stopping us from going forward from what God has called us to do? Is it stopping us from serving his community? Then if it is, let's have a look at it and maybe start talking about it and making changes. Let's not challenge the good work of God. Let's actually talk about it and say, well, yes, in the past this has worked, and yes, this has worked, but now it's not working, so let's move forward. And what's the best way of moving forward? So they tell, instead of God, Jesus is talking to the people, and Jesus challenged them, doesn't he? He tells them on the Sabbath day, don't you untie your donkeys and, you know, don't you do all this stuff for all your animals? Why can't this child of Abraham be freed from whatever's going on in her life? We do all kind of things on a Sunday. Why can't we do this to give God the glory? So sometimes our own rules and regulations stops us from moving forward and stops us from seeing what's really happening here. Because we see at the end that when Jesus challenged them, it tells them that the people were praising God, weren't they? So this woman's miracle turned into praise of our God. The people were praising God. We need to be that kind of people. When something's happening, when God is doing something, let's be the kind of people who come and support and give glory to God, and not be the people that challenges and trying to put stop to things. Because at the end of the day, it's all for God's glory and God's glory alone. The people praised God. How often do we praise God for what He's doing in our life, in the life of others, in this call? How often do we take the time just to give Him the glory? How often do we take time and just say, God, we praise you and we worship you for what you've done? We are people who are called to act and to live out our discipleship, to be like Christ. Not to be silenced, but to be people who speak out for others, who speak out for others, who speak out for whatever God has called us to speak about, the good news, to let others hear about it. We see it, we notice it, and we act. We don't sit silent and just hope someone else will do it. Because if we keep saying that, and if every single person says something, and like, oh, well, someone else will do it, then it's never going to be done, is it? We are each called to be the disciple of Christ and to be like Him. And Jesus cared for this world, and He still does. So we are called to care. We are called to act. We are called to be people who support the work of God. And when there's something that's stopping us, let's question it. Why is this stopping us from doing what God wants to do? Because the world needs Christ. And Christ uses each and every single one of us to care for His world. He needs us to show compassion to others. He needs us to show how much He loves each and every single one of us. We cannot keep it to ourselves. We have received this love. We have received this care from God. We have received Him, and He looks after us and He cares for us. And yes, there are times when it's hard, but we know that God cares. And He wants us to do the same. He wants us to be His voice, His eyes, His ears, His hands, and His feet. So let us do that. Let us not be quiet, but let us act. We're going to spend some time just thinking about that. It might be today that you're probably in a place where you're feeling a bit, it's hard for you. Life is hard. And you need Christ yourself. Pray for that. That God might be able to show Himself to you. That He still cares for you and He's still there for you. It might be that you know someone who's going through a hard time. And you're wondering, how can I be of help to that person? How can I be of support to that person? How can I show that person that I see them? I see they're going through a hard time and I want to be there for them. Or you can just be someone that prays. Prays for our cause, pray for this community, prays for our world. And ask God to help us to be there and to act. So we sing Healing Christ. Every moment children perish, sickness scars the lives of men. Lacking love, all hope is fading, weakened by enduring pain. Healing Christ, you are the answer. Lay on us your broken hands, fill us with your spirit presence. Our lives are healed at your command. as we think about these words, talk about the devastation that's going on in our world, let us place our world into God's hands, ourselves, our core, our community, people who are suffering, and ask God to be the healing. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. Lord, we thank you that you care so much for us. We thank you for your love towards us. And Lord, this morning we call you Healing Christ, and we just ask, Father, where there needs to be healing, Father, you might heal, Lord. Where there is hurt, Father, you might just come and touch. And Lord, you know each and every single one of us, you know what's going on in our life, you know what kind of troubles we're going through, you know what kind of suffering we're going through. And Lord, you see it all, and we just ask that you might just be with us. Strengthen us, Father. Come and just let your hand just come and touch us, Lord. Lord, we pray for our core, with our core members, Lord Jesus. You know each and every single person, you know what they're going through. You know those who are not here because of sickness, those who are not here because just life gets not in the way. Lord, we just ask that you might just be with them. You might protect them. You might watch over them. You might guide them. And Lord, we ask that you might be able to use us, Lord Jesus, to care for your people the way that you care for them. To show compassion the way that you show compassion. Lord, you did not ask questions. You told this woman to just come and you healed, Lord Jesus. Help us to be that kind of people that just want to see your people be transformed, their life being transformed, and live the full abundance of what you call them to live in this world, Lord. So we just ask that you might strengthen us, ask that you might give us the knowledge and the wisdom to walk alongside people who need to see you, who need to know that you're there, that you care. Help us to be the people who share the good news, the people who share your love to others, who share your joy, your passion, and your love. And we praise and worship you, Lord, just because everything that we do, it is for your glory and your glory alone. So we ask that you might just bless each and every single one of us. And we give you the glory this morning. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And our final song this morning is song number 990, following the songbook. Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? Who will help his helpers other lives to bring? Who will leave the world's side? Who will face the fire? Who is on the Lord's side? Who for him will go? And I hope that we can all say, we are on the Lord's side. We will go and we will be what he calls us to be. So let us stand as we sing this song together. Amen. Master, that will keep us by thy grace divine, always on the Lord's side. Savior, always thine. And I hope that is our prayer this morning. My brothers and sisters, this meeting has come to an end. Go on to your week, serving your Savior with love, delighting in the life that God has given you. God be with you all until we meet again. Amen.